This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take note of what is happening here. The day is young. I think it's for most of us anyway. Hi, Thursday, November the 11th. It's Veterans Day. Something to be discussed as we go through the hour. Some of the other things that are going on today. But there are tons of other things beside that fact. There are no schools. Banks are closed. That sort of stuff today, right? It's a federal holiday. So most all
there's
of
no
the
school today?
Not for most people.
Oh, wow. When we were little, we had school. We always did performances, and a bunch of the local veterans would come in and, like, we'd sing for them.
That's so the way to luck. Today is the day we ask for you to do a performance on the DJV show. Go.
Can I pass it off to Doug? Doug.
In love with Amy. Always in love. I used to love to perform
I'm sure.
You still do.
Yes. Okay, the hamburger aside... Veterans Day is something that we need to have heightened interest and awareness of, but there are other things that we ought to hash through as well. The states now are mounting that are challenging the mandate, and one wonders what's going to be the bump here. When does Biden say, okay, maybe I shouldn't do it the way that we're doing it, or somehow or other encourage a different way of getting people vaccinated before the holiday season? So I'm wondering what are the options? I don't know if there's going to be a bump.
There are a couple of options. One option is you just do nothing and you move ahead and you kind of double down on the deadline, which is January 4th, for any business that's over 100 workers. Mm-hmm. They have to show proof of vaccination.
What happens if you got 98? What happens if you have...
You're exempt.
98. Really? That's
it. It's the same kind of thing. Like, okay, dining indoors is not as bad as dining outdoors. It's the same thing as saying that the COVID virus doesn't come out till after the curfew at 10 o'clock. I mean, it's very arbitrary.
So let me drop this on you. Let you think it through and let me know what you think. So you're 98. You've got 98 employees, and you got a big job. You're a small contractor or whatever. You got less than 100 employees. But you're like the guy. The smell-good plumber in Los Angeles, he's probably got 80, 90 employees. So he gets a big job, and he needs to hire four people. So he's got 98 now, and then he has 102. Or does he do that?
That's a difference maker.
Yeah. What do you do? Do you not do it? I wouldn't do it if it were me. I don't want the federal government telling me what to do.
Well, and now they're also threatening, they're also leaving holes open for small businesses and to take out the testing option, which is part of this. So you asked about the options. The option is you just keep doing what you're doing. That's one option. Biden could change his mind and say we decided we had to change part. We're not going to go in this direction. I highly doubt that. That would be number two. And then you have all of the court challenges that are coming in, not just from businesses, but from religious institutions and from states. It's coming in on all three ways to Biden. And the argument is this. It comes down to whether or not OSHA is really going to be the body that can
should it be the body?
With court cases, it's all about precedents. And so there's one court case on record that was decided in favor of the government being able to mandate a smallpox violation. But the only punishment was a $5 fee, which is kind of similar with inflation to about $150 fine now. If companies don't comply, it's a $14,000 fine. The other legal argument is that OSHA was empowered by Congress to have jurisdiction within workplaces, but they've only been given the jurisdiction to hire to go through environmental things. So if you have plugs laying all over the place, can your employees trip? Is there asbestos in your ceiling tiles? That's OSHA's purview. Essentially, it's environmental factors. It's not necessarily about health regulations. And so the argument is going to be really specific. Question one, can the government mandate this kind of thing with the punishments being so harsh? Mm-hmm. And question two, is OSHA the appropriate body to crack down or to enforce the mandates? And those are going to be the two questions that I think will make it up to the Supreme Court.
How do you answer those questions? How do you answer the questions?
Well, you know, I think I'm pretty clear. I think that the government should give us information. The government should give us the resources, and the government should make it easy for us to get these vaccines if we want them. But I don't believe that the government should shut down our livelihoods. I don't think the government can take away literally our retirements, our savings, our ability to earn money.
That's pretty outrageous. Yeah.
If we don't comply. I don't think that's who we are as Americans. I think most people, even the most steadfast of vaxxers, has to think that that's a problem. Because what's next? Are we going to start doing that to people with the AIDS virus? Are we going to start doing that to people with hepatitis? Are we going to, you know, name the disease? Are we going to start putting all of these other people out of business? It is a slippery slope.
Well, and you've got, there are a lot of phony balonies. The governor of your state is one of our favorite targets because he's such a boob. Apparently, he had a bad reaction, and now it's just coming out that he, when it was this the second or third shot that he got, they had a bad reaction to?
The third, and we talked about this, actually, I think yesterday, maybe you were a little bit late, I think, arriving. So a lot of people went nuts about Gavin Newsom because he was seen on television taking the booster shot. He did it publicly so that he could raise awareness. Then he disappears, like, for weeks. He disappeared up until, I think, yesterday, no, 2 days ago was the last time,
the first time we saw him.
Yeah. And he was seen at a wedding, so we know he canceled his climate trip because he's ingrained with the Getty family, billionaires, of course.
Right.
But there were a lot of rumors going around that he was vaccine injured. Now, I never ran with that story because I don't wish harm on anybody. You know, until we get proof of that, I think it's really, like, it's not very responsible to push forward. But it seems that he had a reaction to his booster shot. And instead of coming out, I think he got this wrong. Instead of coming out and saying that he wasn't sick, I think just sweeping it under the rug is making it more of a scandal than it needs to be. Many people are getting sick with these vaccines, and so if he was indeed ill after the booster, he should have said, yeah, I was sick for 5 days. I was pretty sick. But boy, this for me is the reason, you know, risk versus reward, and explain it to people instead of letting people's minds wander. They were saying he had Bell's palsy and he was paralyzed. I mean, there are all sorts of crazy rumors on the internet about where he was and what was wrong with him.
If you don't address them, the rumors get greater. Dig the hole deeper. Okay, so I don't think either of the parties are any great shakes. It's pretty obvious if you listen to me. I don't like either one of them, the party structure. But the Democrats had, with the animosity that was aimed at Trump, they had the opportunity to put somebody in that could make a difference. Whether Joe Biden you think is making a difference or not, I don't think he is. He doesn't seem to get what's going on in the country. People are fazed, not unfazed, by $4 gasoline, by the arguments back and forth about who's going to pay for the infrastructure bill, and, you know, the fact that the most unpopular enforcement agency in the federal government is the IRS, and they want to beef up IRS patrolling your income and trying to whack you for a few bucks more. The public doesn't like it. They don't agree. So do you want to hand the Republicans the election next year? You certainly are on a trajectory to do it, even if the Republicans have candidates that are not good. The people, the general public, looks at things like IRS enforcement. They look at things like the infrastructure bill. They look at things like the price of gasoline. And they say, who needs these guys?
Right.
I don't
promise
need this.
To you. Well, I think the big promise of Joe Biden was that he wasn't Trump, that he was going to unify people, and that he was going to watch out for the middle class. And yes, it is true he is not Trump, but he has not done anything to unify us. No one, in fact, I think we're even more divided by the day, it seems. We just get
we're
more
not any
divided.
Less divided anyway. That's
well, especially
sure.
with the vaccines. You know, now we've got this really stupid split where it's the vaxxed versus the unvaxxed, and there's no room for any of us who are in the middle. And it's really, really frustrating. As someone who feels like I'm not being allowed to live in my city, I think it is extremely, extremely frustrating. So, you know, I think there's messaging opportunities here that just are falling on deaf ears. And it always is about messaging. If you know that people are paying $5 a gallon for gasoline, and you know that that is a tax directly on the middle and lower class, the people that you vowed to help, is it the best time, whether you plan to do it or not, to come out and start talking about shutting down another pipeline? It's just stupid. It looks like that problem is not going to go away, and it's going to be here forever.
It's laughable.
I mean, Yeah, if you can explain to someone that, okay, we're in a little temporary discomfort because of XYZ, okay, maybe people, you know, people are understanding, maybe that saves you a little bit if it really is truly the case. But the plans that are being pushed out are about making things worse, not better. And that is a huge messaging issue. And to your point, for the party on the other side, the party not in power, they're going to capitalize on that just by running anybody and saying, we're not him, which is what they did to Trump. Democrats did to Trump.
Well, Republicans, we're not him and her. We're not him and her, because Kamala Harris is the nightmare that I said. This is not about Georgia.
28% approval rating. She's in record.
She's a horror show, and apparently she's in France, and she was with Emmanuel Macron at the Elysee Palace, and she was using a fake French accent. I wish we had a
Paging Madonna.
Oh,
there is a clip.
No. she got a lot of like out of a scene from the show Veep.
There's a clip floating around on social media.
Looks
that
stupid.
It even looks ridiculous. And there was also a story by the Daily Mail. And say what you will about them, they're just funny. They ran with the story that Biden dropped some gas in front of Camilla, Charles's wife, at the summit, and that she can't stop telling her friends about it. So that was one story. Now they're saying
the FART, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. Methane emissions from the Biden regions. Yeah.
Put a cork in it. Yep. Okay.
And now they're saying that even Macron wouldn't kiss Kamala Harris, and he even kissed Trump, and he hated Trump. So they're saying that I guess when they met, they just hugged, saying that he didn't get the Macron kiss. Yeah.
Useless.
She didn't get the Macron kiss.
Jennifer talks about a chainsaw for indoor use on our current podcast, the DJV Download. If you want to hear us talking about that, the Christmas tree that she tended to with her chainsaw.
And manicured it.
Yes, right. He said, well, you're good at manicuring pretty much. Yeah, right. Okay.
Everything.
And then Matthew McConaughey is running for governor of Texas, and he doesn't like having his children, or the mandate he doesn't like. He didn't let us all make up our own mind as to who gets the shots. That's part of our conversation. A lot of information as usual every day. You can listen to the whole program throughout the day at djvshow.com, Doug Steffen Networks. You can find it there. And the podcast, which is a pretty good summary of everything that we talk about, or many of the high points of the program. Get that where you get your podcasts or at djvshow.com.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, we have 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Aren't you happy that you have found the solution to truth decay right here, right now? Jay Kirshner and I are here. I'm going to listen. This is like popcorn, and let's listen, okay, to what's going on. Who's zooming whom on social media, starting with people who are silly enough to spend all kinds of money to buy stuff at auction. And you wonder out loud, what are they going to do with this thing? All right, we'll find out what the latest outrage is right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable. So don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, so if this isn't the silliest thing, or maybe you don't think it's silly, Jay, the elf costume that Will Ferrell wore, right, in the movie? Is this, mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about right here. How much money did that fetch at auction?
Way more than they thought it would. So the prop store is holding the auction, and the elf costume went for over $296,000.
And they were expecting to get 40 or 50 grand for it, right?
Yeah, they thought like, thought like 27,000, maybe 41,000 tops. So it went way more. But then Tom Hanks' Wilson Volleyball was the top seller from the movie Castaway. $388,000. If I had that kind of money, I'm not buying props from films.
Yeah, I know. But they have so much other stuff. You know, they get a cabinet and stick this in it. Wow, is that the real? And how would you know? If it was me, I'd just get a basketball and sign Tom Hanks' name to it and put it in it. That'd be just...
Well, the giveaway was a volleyball, not a basketball.
Yeah,
so
okay,
that wouldn't work so well. But no, they do have documentation to say that it's real. But half of this stuff just ends up in a shadow box framed on somebody's wall.
I remember doing commercials for a particular coin, and the tagline was always, you get a certificate of authenticity, which was meaningless paper, but it made it seem like you could put that if you wanted to post whatever it is that you bought. Look at this. This is real. See the certificate?
Mm-hmm. Or do you remember when you could buy stars for people? Like
you
buy a star and you get
they were advertisers too.
And it's like, even though there's so many stars in the sky, how many other people own the same star that I have now?
Oh, that reminds me. Last night, did you have a chance to look outside last night? The moon is about half full. Did you see Jupiter? There's a bright, bright star that only happens this time of year. It was affixed to the north and west of the moon, to the left and up. If you were outside last night, you're wondering what you saw around the moon. That was Jupiter was on the left, and Saturn, or maybe it's the other way around. There's another star that looks much more distant on the other side of the moon, and that was Saturn. So on one side of the moon is Jupiter, other side Saturn, and it's the first time this has happened for a long, long time. It was very cool. A friend of mine actually called me and said, hey, go outside and look at the moon.
It's just so beautiful, and it's a clear sky, and you don't have the full moon shining too much light, and you can see all the stars.
Yeah, it blurs all the other stuff out, So try it. Maybe you can see it tonight. 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the United Nations climate talks in Glasgow, Scotland keep going on and on, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday said the goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees is on life support. It should be noted so far the talks are not reaching any of the United Nations' three goals, that is mitigation, adaptation, and financing. The murder or self-defense case against Kyle Rittenhouse was thrown into jeopardy Wednesday when his lawyers asked for a mistrial over what appeared to be illegal questioning by Rittenhouse Chief Prosecutor Thomas Binger. Judge Bruce Schroeder loudly and angrily accused Binger of pursuing an improper line of questioning and trying to introduce testimony that the judge earlier said he was inclined to prohibit. Last week's deadly Astro World concert in Houston, Texas, has seen at least 58 civil lawsuits filed in Harris County District Court in connection to the disaster as of Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. Nope, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Republican Congressman James Comer on Newsmax Wednesday said the growing inflation numbers shouldn't surprise anyone, considering how the government is printing money.
Well, it should come as no surprise to anyone. When the government keeps printing money, it devalues the money, and it's going to create inflation. And inflation is the ultimate tax on the poor. So everything the Biden administration is doing now from an economic policy standpoint is counter to helping working middle-class Americans. So that's why we voted in mass against the infrastructure bill. It's a terrible time to try to do infrastructure when you have inflation. There's not going to be a lot of infrastructure in the bill because of the cost of raw materials now. The Biden administration needs to get inflation under control before they continue on this reckless spending spree.
Inflation is now at 6.2% in October when compared to the October number near the end of the Trump administration. As China announced it will continue to build and burn coal-powered electric plants for decades to come, U.S. Climate Envoy John Kerry says the United States will end all coal-burning plants by the end of the decade. That will hurt Mr. Comer's constituents back in Kentucky.
The entire postal fleet, if they're going to continue to pass legislation that gives subsidies to people to buy electric vehicles, that electricity in America comes from coal. So if you're going to cut off coal production and cut off oil and gas drilling in America, I don't know where we're going to get energy. So this is another bad policy being talked about by the Biden administration.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Take a big, deep breath. It's Thursday, November 11th. DJV program on the air live as we are. I think we have 3 days during the year. Victoria is not here. Jennifer's not here. So it'll be an intimate conversation with Jay and me in this half hour. Let's see. Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. I think that's it, right? Used to be I was on the air every day. Didn't make any difference. Holidays, Christmas. I thought it was important to be here to share what's going on. And so a day like today, frankly, the underscore is that it is a day to share memories, thoughts, moods, opinions. Veterans Day is one of those unquestionable holidays. You hear me all the time saying we have too many holidays. And we do. As far as I'm concerned, this cuts into the productivity. People don't appreciate it. I don't even know that on a day like today, we are not in school, or at least most. Are you in school in Tennessee today?
I thought kids had school on November 11th if it fell on a weekday, just because that's how I always grew up.
Yeah.
But I actually don't know if kids are in school or not. I think that the number of holidays we have are fine. It's just the number of holidays where everybody's off work and off school should be limited.
Well,
Not everything constitutes to missing school.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. That's probably what I'm thinking, too. You can have a holiday, but is, in the mind of the American public, is the idea of a holiday a day when you don't have to work? Are they the same thing in people's minds? And maybe they are. I think it's not necessarily appropriate. And certainly in this case, I think students should be in school. They ought to be. When I was teaching school, we used to have teams. So there'd be three or four teachers that had the same classes and the same people. And, you know, I had certain divisions in the seventh grade, certain divisions in the eighth grade, ninth grade, English and speech. And so we would team up the history teacher, sometimes the science teacher. It would depend on what the issue was or what the subject matter was. And then we'd have a teaching time to explain what it was, and we'd do it together. We'd have our classes together. Like I'd go into the social studies room, or the social studies teacher come into my room, and then from that, we would have a focus on, from the social studies or history perspective, there's a quiz or information that you ought to know about Veterans Day. And then I would have them write an essay about somebody in their family who, I remember these things like they were yesterday, even though it was in the late 60s and early 70s when I was doing it. Tell me about somebody in your family. Tell me a story about your father or your grandfather or anybody in your family, uncles, aunts, that were in the service, what you know about what they experienced in the service. And that helps make it real for the children. If they have people in their family and they ask them, you know, you give them enough time so that they'd go to their parents or they'd go to their grandparents or whomever and have them, tell a story about what it was like to put that uniform on and where were you stationed? Were you actually having to dodge bullets? You know, those are kids that are that age, junior high school age, they're going to listen to those stories.
Yeah, that's great. And to be able to share each other's stories.
Right. Tell a story. Learn how to tell stories. So anyway, that's part of what today is about, or certainly what it was about. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier opened for the first time in 100 years now at Arlington National Cemetery. That's another trip. You know, we all want to go to Disney World or... You want to go to some, that's fun, that's fine, yeah. But there are other things you can go and see and experience in our country. Two of them are the Space Center down in Melbourne, Florida, Cape Canaveral. And the other one is the tomb, or not necessarily the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, just going in to have the experience at Arlington National Cemetery, to walk by where John Kennedy is buried.
Mm-hmm.
And the flame, and look up on the hill to Robert E. Lee's house.
And you can feel the energy of the history.
Oh, my God,
those
yes.
Grounds.
Oh, absolutely you can. Yep. And I also remember when we were doing the crossover teaching stuff, when the conversation about what really happened on November 11th, 1918 took place, that's another really great time to write an essay. Do some research. You know, we all had homework. Find out as much as you can about November 11th, or pick out one thing. Like maybe the story, I can remember asking youngsters to write a story about President Wilson. And again, combining what they learned in history and what they learned on how do you write a sentence, how do you put a story together, how do you put thoughts together, which was my job anyway. So there's that. And again, back to school and being in school and that sort of thing. And I'll end my little treatise on this by going back to using a phrase that I used earlier, and I probably use it every year that I've been on the air. Remembering why we remember. Thinking about the Allied powers at the end of World War I, beating Germany, and then what happened after that, what they did in the name of peace and putting the Germans in their place. There is a sad irony to the question because it was so tough on the Germans, they resented what had happened, even though they started the war. It's interesting. What a bellicose people. The Germanic tradition, you know, we think about some of the more bellicose, the Romans and the British, but the Germans, And they were not called Germans. I forget now what they were. It was a word that began with an H, but I can't remember. Anyway, there's a lot of things in my head, and some of the things I forget about. Even when I was in school, I was a political science and speech and English major, so all of these things fit together. Anyway, the Hellenics, it's the Hellenic era. You ever hear that term, Jay?
No, I was just thinking I would not have been able to help you out with figuring out what that was.
No, I just had to. I have to put another button in my brain, into gear. But anyway, the point is that there were a lot of things that have happened, and we still do that to a point. The genocide was horrible during World War I. And then you fast forward to what we did with Agent Orange in Vietnam. Same thing, in essence, only using more modern techniques. So going to war... there were never really winners. And the only war that I can see in the studies that I've been through that was worth fighting really was the Second World War. I also think getting Saddam out of Kuwait in the march to Baghdad, I think that was something that we needed to do. So I always went with George Bush on that one. But Vietnam, no. Korea, no. Looking at all of the other things that we've done since then, no. But that doesn't mean that you don't pay attention or pay homage to the people that you know who really did go into the service to serve the country. And, you know, especially the more recent things that we look at, the Iraqis and the Afghanistanis and what they did to our soldiers. We see all these people walking around now with no legs and no arms and think to you, how'd you like to live your life like that?
Well, and there's there's so many of our servicemen and women who come back, and there's the ones that you can't see, and there's not enough help and support for them. And too many veterans are living on the streets, and it's not something that should be happening.
Nope, bad stuff. Okay, in a moment, a couple of football notes of interest. And what should Aaron... Well, I mean, I guess I'm going to take this up at the moment. I was talking to a friend of mine who's sort of a stockbroker, and we were talking about went public. We were talking about earlier yesterday. Something went public, and now it slipped my mind. Remember we were talking earlier about some that went up to $90 a share.
Yeah, the electric truck maker.
Oh, right. Rivlin. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So apparently Elon Musk, after taking a poll on Twitter, do you see this? You must have seen this because you're a social media queen. He filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission to sell 3% of his stake in Tesla. And so that amounted to $5 billion. So this guy put $5 bucks in his pocket yesterday selling shares of Tesla. And the price went down for a while. It fell initially, but then they recovered. The stock price of... It's funny how this happens, that something will capture the public's attention, and everybody said... It was like Amazon. Everybody had to have Amazon stock. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Apple stock, well, same thing.
And with Elon Musk, his whole thing was telling the UN if they develop an actual plan that is very transparent through every inception of it to combat world hunger, he would donate. He would sell off a bunch of his shares and he would donate the money, but he wants to see how they would do it. But then it was coming out, well, is this just a tax kind of situation? Is he selling it off because of taxes? Latest news sources are saying he sold it off, but no, it's not because of taxes.
No.
Not seeing much word on the money.
He's putting his money where his mouth is. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, anyway, a couple of football things. Coming up, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program, 44 after the hour. All kinds of weight loss success stories are yours to read and experience when you're shopping online at toploss.com for Calitrin. You've heard me suggest to you that you ought not to wait till after the holidays are over to maintain your weight. If you have it where you want it and you're already starting to feel a little spread from all the Halloween candy that your kids brought home and you're eating, or Thanksgiving, Christmas, parties, New Year's, all that stuff, becomes the same story every year. The secret to Calitrin's success, helping people lose weight the healthy way for the past 24 years, the secret is that it's good for you. It has this success rate because the ingredients are pretty simple. It's the way they're blended together. It's the doctor and three nurses that put this formula together, aloe vera, and I like that because it's really good for your skin, as a matter of fact. But then there are the things like collagen protein. Take it from me. This is something that will really work, but you have to get into it. You have to be dedicated. You got to understand how it works. Right now, an unlimited BOGO sale going on. That is, you can buy the liquid or the capsules, at least three bottles, and get three more free, or as many if you go higher than that. It's very cool how this works. You will be very satisfied or your money back. Go to toploss.com and then dig around for the best deal for you as far as how many bottles you want, and pay for it again using the DGV code. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you get the BOGO deals. Lose the weight. Keep it off now at toploss.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
All right, I don't know whether it's a football story or not. The Aaron Rodgers-Packers dispute. NFL issued fines, Jay, to the Packers, and more specifically to Aaron Rodgers and his receiver, Alan Lazard. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah. Lazard. Yeah. The whole thing with the Packers themselves getting fined with this, they have rules against players who are not vaccinated, that you cannot have so many unvaccinated players congregating together outside of anything regarding the anything regarding the NFL and football games or practices. And so I guess they were hanging out at an event together, which was a no-no. So they got fined, but let's be real, a $300,000 fine is small peanuts to the Packers organization. Aaron Rodgers' $15,000 fine, that's like nothing to him.
Yeah. Like lunch money. So, anyway, where does this all go? There's the continuing focus on him and his girlfriend there, Shailene Woodley. And I'm not clear. Has she had a shot? Either of her shots?
I don't believe so. I don't think she's mentioned anything one way or the other. But as a Jenner, Victoria, that says that she's super granola. She's crunchy.
Yeah, she's very crunchy, yeah. Rodgers, by the way,
see her not being vaccinated for sure.
Rodgers is getting $134 million for 4 years of playing with Green Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now on the DGB program. Now Jay and I have the pleasure of the company of one Charles Chucker Cooper. Chuck Curry. Where'd Cooper? We were just talking about Michael Cooper. All right, so anyway, Chucker is going to focus on a couple of different movies. We have some news about Downton Abbey, which you'll want to hear right after this.
Attention Americans, aged 65 and older. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 has begun. This is the only time to change your Medicare Advantage plan for a whole year, and Smart Match Insurance is here to help. Smart Match compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan or new plan can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. Smart Match is like having a personal Medicare consultant who can help you get a better plan, including $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums. Plus, dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. Even benefits for hearing aids and diabetic supplies. Having the wrong Medicare plan can cost you thousands. Smart Match makes it easy to find the right one with their free and unbiased help. If you find a plan you like, they can even enroll you on the spot. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 ends soon. The service is free, so call now. Call 800-401-3982. That's 800-401-3982. 800-401-3982.
Who doesn't know where this comes from? Right? Is there... There are few themes more iconic and more identified with a movie. So, Chucker, where are we going with the music from the Titanic, if you please?
Leonardo DiCaprio's birthday is today. One of the biggest actors in the business, 47 years old, 61 acting credits, Doug. He one of the first things he did was he had in the last few seasons of the ABC sitcom Growing Pains with Alan Thicke and Kirk Cameron. He was, I think he played one of the adopted brothers, if I recall. Right. Then he got a few movies like What's Eating Gilbert Grape, Basketball Diaries, and then he got his big break in 97 when James Cameron Cast him as Jack Dawson, the lead opposite Kate Winslet's Rose
so
in
wonderful.
Titanic,
yeah.
One of the biggest movies of all time. And actually, I think the best movie released, in my opinion, since 1997. I am a huge fan of that movie. Yep.
It's a fascinating story, the way it's put together. The stars.
And the music's beautiful. It just,
the elegance.
The direction, the action, the love.
You know, when you think about some of the actors who played the perfect role, I'm thinking about Victor Garber. And
yeah, he's really good at it.
Comes across as this sort of aristocrat. And he's good at playing those roles.
Oh, he's great in that movie.
He was great in that movie. Anyway, the two of them have had a lifelong, since that movie, friendship. And that's kind of a nice thing to see as well. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So I have news about Downton Abbey. What do you have?
It's a story that broke yesterday. MGM is putting a high priority on doing a remake of the 1989 Patrick Swayze movie Roadhouse.
Why?
But here's
stupid.
The thing about it.
He's Roadhouse, and Roadhouse is him. Nobody's going to take that. I mean, who are they going to get to play that role?
But believe it or not, Jake Gyllenhaal, who's a major actor, one of the most sought-after actors, most popular among studios in the business, reportedly in negotiations to play the role of Dalton. Sam Elliott was in the original. That's one of the reasons that movie resonates so well. He was awesome in that film.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically a glorified B-movie, but Patrick Swayze had tremendous charisma in that film, and it's gone on over the years to have a very strong popularity. It plays on cable, and when you see on TV, it sort of hooks you. But they did a TV remake of Dirty Dancing a few years ago. Patrick Swayze was a unique talent with a unique intangible that people seem to really like, and I would not remake Roadhouse. Yeah. And the reaction on social media is, don't do it, don't do it. I would agree.
Right. Yep. Okay, now play the theme from Downton Abbey, would you please, Phil? So you've seen this, right?
Yes.
All right.
What's the story on it?
Very few themes that fit the movie or the TV show. Do you agree? Like, this one fits this?
Well, yeah, one fits. I agree. When you get a good one, it helps tremendously.
So they're coming back, the Crawleys and their staff.
Yes.
Downton Abbey. A new era. It's a new era with. So we all have speculated that the first scene will be a funeral, but apparently Maggie shows up again, right? Is that
okay,
the rumor?
I mean, listen, the theatrical movie, which was released a couple years ago, did very, very well. So I would think the fan base is pretty geared up to see future installments in this now theatrical franchise.
Right. Well, I think Dockery, who is. What's the name of her character? Mary, I think. Isn't it Mary? She's Mary. She comes across. She's the big deal. But Maggie Smith is in it. Hugh Bonneville, very good. Elizabeth McGovern. They all come back. Laura Carmichael. Jim Carter, yeah.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.